Star 883. Hi, I'm Melissa Montana. This is Conversations. This is something very special for families with kids that have some special needs and special abilities. I'm so thrilled to hear what's going on at the Three Rivers Festival just for these families. Jack Hammer, the executive director of the Three Rivers Festival. Yay, the festival is always great every year, and we're enjoying it again this year. And so, Hammer, what happened? How did this come about to have this sensory-friendly downtown Midway?
Well, with bringing in our new provider, Kissel Entertainment, the conversations started at that time. And that was one of the things that we wanted to do was, as a community festival, it's our job to be able to serve as many people in our community as we can. And a couple of years ago at one of the classes that I take, we were talking about an event like this. And so we said, that's something that we want to go with. Mm-hmm. So on Friday, July 19th, from 3 until 5 p.m., mm-hmm. the area is going to be closed to the general public, our ride area, which is in Headwaters East.
Yes.
And it's going to be open to families with kids that are on the spectrum for autism. And we're not going to limit it right there. So whether it's Downs or it's blindness or deafness or whatever challenge these children might have that don't normally get to come and enjoy the festival.
Right.
The nice folks at Kissel are going to, the rides that they can open up for this, they're going to turn down the speed.
Nice.
They're going to take away the loud music and the flashing lights.
Wow.
And what we're inviting them to do is come ride these rides.
That's so beautiful.
Families.
Oh, I love this. What a great idea. Bravo. Bravo to everybody involved in making this possible.
Hey, you know what? Now, the folks at Greater Fort Wayne, Inc. really stepped up to help us with this.
Great people.
Because we did need a sponsor for it.
Sure.
But I think the greatest part is bringing the family in. So if you have a family of four and little Betty has those special needs or falls into that group of people, we just don't want to put Betty on the ride and have her enjoy it. We want to put the whole family on the rides, and we want them to enjoy it as a family and be able to experience some of those things they weren't able to experience in the past, or maybe the patience wasn't there with the providers to be able to go through something like this.
This is, again, such a beautiful thing, Hammer, that the entertainment company is willing to turn the music down, lower the speed on the rides, and allow the whole family to be a part. And as you said, the siblings, you know, that have another sibling that's challenged or have special needs, they don't get to do things together very often, probably because of the limitations of sound and speed and the chaos of other people around. And so you're going to allow the families to have that. So let's say that one more time, coming up, when and the time.
It's going to be on Friday, July 19th. Now, that is the last Friday of the festival, and that's the second day before the festival close. So from 3 until 5 p.m., we're welcoming all families with children, young adults that fall into that range of special needs or on the spectrum, whatever it might be, to come down and ride selected rides, because there's some that throw people upside down they can't do.
No,
but they're to ride those selected rides with their family for free.
That's
and if
so
they'd like
great.
To get a hot dog or play a game, now that would be on the families.
Yes.
But we want to get people riding as a family and enjoying as a family.
So nice. That's this Friday, July 19th, 3 to 5 p.m. The rides are free. So thank you, Hammer. Appreciate what you guys are doing. Love celebrating this week with you also. If you want to know more about the festival even going on the rest of the week, that's all in my conversations link at star883.com.